Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, coming from Discovery Institute, Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. And on today's podcast, we're going to assess the reasons why some scientists oppose intelligent design. It's actually quite easy to answer this question, for all one has to do is look at the reasons they give for opposing ID in their writings. And it turns out that many reasons that they give are based upon false caricatures and misinformation about intelligent design. For example, in a recent interview in Current Biology, biologist Roger Hendricks opposes intelligent design after saying, quote, "The ID argument, as near as I can tell, is these biological organisms are so complex that I cannot imagine how they got to be like they are, and if I cannot understand that, nobody can understand it, better call it God," unquote. This characterization of intelligent design is not an accurate one. It's false for two reasons. Firstly, it claims that intelligent design is simply a negative argument against evolution. And secondly, it claims that intelligent design appeals to a supernatural divine being, or God, as the causal entity. Similar reasons for opposing intelligent design can be seen in a letter that was signed by 49 scientists at the University of Virginia who wrote to University of Virginia Alumni Magazine, which showed precisely why they reject intelligent design. They misunderstand it. They use the critics' definition of intelligent design, and this is how they characterized intelligent design in their letter. Quote, "The argument that has been made is that gaps in scientific knowledge can be used to prove a supernatural and theological explanation for natural phenomena. This is an attempt to disguise theology as science, and the simple conclusion would be that the less we know, the greater the support is for supernatural explanations," unquote. This description of intelligent design, again, makes the same mistakes as Dr. Hendricks' characterization. It claims that intelligent design is merely a negative argument from ignorance against evolution, and that it appeals to the supernatural. Both of these claims are false. For example, Stephen Meyer and Scott Minnick, both ID proponents, write that, quote, "In all irreducibly complex systems in which the cause of the system is known by experience or observation, intelligent design or engineering played a role in the origin of the system." They go on to say that, quote, "Although some may argue that this is merely an argument for ignorance, we regard it as an inference to the best explanation, given what we know about the powers of intelligent as opposed to strictly natural or material causes." Thus, ID proponents, such as philosopher of science Stephen Meyer or microbiologist Scott Minnick, agree that intelligent design is a positive argument based upon our observations about the causal powers of intelligent agents and the types of information they tend to produce when they act. Thus, intelligent design is not simply a negative argument against evolution that seeks to fill in the, quote, "gaps" in our knowledge of evolution. Intelligent design seeks to use our positive understanding of what intelligent agents do to infer design when we find in nature the same types of informational properties that in our experience we know come from intelligence. Moreover, intelligent design does not appeal to God or the supernatural, as both of these examples from critics suggest they do. In a passage one would presume is relevant to intelligent design from the textbook of Pandas and People, which Judge Jones never mentioned in the Kitzmiller decision, the textbook states that, quote, "The idea that life had an intelligent source is hardly unique to Christian fundamentalism. Advocates of design have included not only Christians and other religious theists, but pantheists, Greek and Enlightenment philosophers, and now include many modern scientists who describe themselves as religiously agnostic. Moreover, the concept of design implies absolutely nothing about beliefs that are normally associated with Christian fundamentalism, such as a young earth, a global flood, or even the existence of the Christian God. All it implies is that life had an intelligent source." That's from page 161 in the Pro-ID textbook of Pandas and People. So intelligent design does not try to appeal to supernatural causes, but merely appeals to intelligent causes, because intelligent causes are what we have observation-based uniformitarian experience with, and we understand how intelligent causes work by looking at human intelligence to then look into nature and see if we can find in nature objects that have the same informational properties as that which we commonly understand comes from our studies of human intelligence. Simply put, ID works like this. 1. Study intelligent agents to understand the types of information they produce when they act. 2. Study natural objects to see if they have the types of information which in our experience are caused only by intelligence. This is a positive, empirically based theory of intelligent design, which does not simply rely upon gaps in evolution and is not an argument from ignorance. And we cannot infer to supernatural causes because supernatural causes cannot be studied through observations, but we can infer intelligent causes because intelligence is something that we do have observation-based understanding of through our understanding of scientific observations. Regardless, when 49 scientists sign a letter that essentially says ID says that if we can't figure out how it evolved, then appeal to the supernatural, then it's clear that much of the opposition to intelligent design within the scientific community is based upon fundamental misunderstandings of the theory. I hope this clears up some misunderstandings of intelligent design and also helps explain why much opposition to intelligent design is based upon mischaracterizations, misinformation, and misunderstandings of the theory. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, being broadcast from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington, signing off.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.